This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, June 29th of 2025, 5:30 in the p.m. This is webisode 816.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
I can't.
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
Sorry, I was turning some stuff on the grill.
No!
And my phone was in the pocket.
There you go.
And I could not go. Hello. I even forgot how we start the show now.
I don't remember.
It's getting me all so bad. And we're back.
Hola, senores and senoritas. There we go.
Charlie over here.
Yeah. And Shaman over here.
Yeah, thank you. Been a couple of weeks. Oh, geez. So much has been going on. Oh, and heck, next weekend, I don't know if we're going to get a show in then, because I've got a radio station event next Sunday. So
what's going
we
on?
Shall see how that goes. A pontiki party.
What?
It's a pontoon boat.
Oh, okay.
They turned into a giant tiki bar.
Ah.
And so they cruise up the intercoastal waterway.
Okay.
And we'll have a DJ out there. It's a brunch cruise.
Nice.
That goes on from noon till two.
Okay.
So we will see how that goes.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. It should be a good time. But it's for a radio station. Okay. And that's not next weekend, but the weekend after. Actually, I'm sorry. Yeah, next weekend should be good because it's 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
I've got my brother-in-law and his wife coming in the weekend after that. Uh-huh. They will leave on Sunday, but I've got this other thing going off the radio station.
There you go.
And, yeah, so there's, you know, dude, it's my life in the summer.
It's a busy life. Yeah, I was going to say, your summers are always filled with remotes, always.
Well, it's always full of that and just different people coming into town and different things.
True.
It's like, ugh. Yeah. And I'm playing golf more now, and even though I got to pull back on how much I'm playing golf, fuck, it's expensive. I can play three times this week. How much did I spend this week on fucking golf?
Yeah.
No, we got to fix that shit.
I don't know, though. Some of these people, I look at some of these people on, like, the omnibus boards, and they're spending, like, you know, 100, 120, 30 bucks. You know, every week, every couple of weeks, on all these omnibus, and I go, well, when you compare that to the cost of golf,
it's not bad.
No, it's not horrible.
But guess what? I don't have it. Michael, why do I not have any money in my bank account?
Yeah, that's
true. It's because I spent $150 this past weekend on golf. I played three really nice courses. And the thing is, I know I'm, and again, people coming down on vacation.
Yeah.
Like we played a course yesterday. And if you're not a member of the discount group, it's $80
per
round.
Ciao.
Me, it's 50.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. we got. I thought it was so late. We need to find more $35 rounds.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, for locals.
Right.
35. I mean, there's a couple of 45s that are pretty good, but you know, for another $35 rounds.
Yeah.
We need to find those because these $50 and $60 rounds. We play twice a weekend, killing it.
So. I was gonna say that shit adds up fast.
Oh yeah.
You know, how much is cart rental? Do you have to pay cart rental?
That's with cart. That's with cart.
That's with cart. Okay.
Yeah. That's with carts. I mean, that, you know, again, not that bad, but how much are balls?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, where I go, I can get them for basically $1, a little under
per. Okay.
But if you go out somewhere and you're in the right course, I mean, yesterday I only lost like 4 balls, which for me is pretty fucking good. but some rounds I've lost, you know, 7 or 8.
Damn.
And when I first started, I was losing like 10.
Ouch.
You know. And I was just losing them in the woods, and I just wasn't able to control my shit. It was like, oh, yeah, that's out. Yeah, that's way beyond the woods. That's in the neighborhood, you know. Wow, he really sliced that motherfucker.
Oh, shit. You ever, y'all yeah. play up, y'all play on any courses that back, or the, where a neighborhood backs up to him?
Oh, yeah.
I always hated those. Because I'm always afraid to put a ball in somebody's window. Yeah, run.
You're like, and you hear, there's a distinct sound. That's the difference between hitting a house and hitting a tree.
That's true.
Tree's like, knock, 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 knock.
Yeah.
House, boom. It's like, oh, shit.
Thwack, yeah.
Pack it up. Let's go.
Nice big bounce.
Yeah. It's like thud. And you're like, ooh.
That's not good. Yeah. You know what, though?
You move next to a golf course. What the fuck do you think is going to happen?
That's kind of my attitude. I'm like, you moved here, idiot. You knew there was a golf course.
Did you think everybody coming out to play was just professional golfer level?
Exactly. My old boss, Jerry, he backs up to a course, one of the main city courses. He backs up to it, and he makes a point. It irritates him when they, because I think this golf course went in after he moved there, maybe. Yeah. But regardless, it irritates the hell out of him. He goes out there. He'll go out there and do yard work, and these guys will put a ball over the fence. He's got a gate back there. They'll put him over the fence in his yard or right outside his yard. He goes out there, grabs the ball, throws him in a bucket.
Hell, now, see, he's got to learn the smart thing with you.
Yeah.
You throw in a bucket, and then you set this thing up out there. Anybody needs a dollar a ball.
Oh, there you go.
See, you know, that happens at all the courses down here. Almost all the back up some neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the guy won't even sit out there. They're like, hey, ball's a dollar. Be honest. And most people actually are being honest.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Quick way to make a few bucks, hey?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to complain about that?
That's true.
You know?
You put it in the back of somebody's yard, you're not going to bitch. You're going to be like, ooh, I wish I hadn't hit that shot.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's a couple of them. If you need a golf ball, here you go. Cost you this much. And you go, oh, wow, there's a Pro V1. Only a dollar? Fuck yeah, I'll take that.
I think that's great. That's funny.
And then sometimes they'll have, like, you know, they'll be sitting out there, and they get, like, these little egg cartons they've just gotten. They just got out there, and they're full of balls.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll sell me a carton for, you know, $10.
That's hilarious.
Early on a weekend morning when people are coming through, hey, you need balls? All right. Yeah. But that's not a bad price. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, you've put nothing into it except for when you bought eggs.
Right.
So.
Damn. That's good. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Good one to make some bucks.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
let's see. What else is going on?
I don't know. I mean, really, only thing for me, and I have not watched TV. I mean, TV's bad. It's just horrible. I can't sit down and watch a streaming show.
There's not a whole lot that's really good.
You know, I mean, Ironheart does absolutely nothing for me.
No, I watched.
I thought I'd maybe watch. Oh, it might be good, and then I go, eh, maybe it's not.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's skippable. Yeah. If they, you know, Marvel, like I was telling you, Marvel's made this big deal out of. They're going to keep the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the Marvel TV Universe in the same universe, but somewhat separate from each other, you know, with rare exceptions. And I'm just kind of like, you know, what do you intend to do with this girl in this suit? Is this supposed to be your replacement for Tony Stark? You know, what the fuck? Do what the comics did. Find out he has a twin and go from there or something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
because
they've done that now.
It's one of those things where, I remember when they brought her out in comics.
Yeah.
And they were going to play her up like the next Iron Man.
Yeah.
And it just failed. Flopped miserably.
Oh, yeah.
What made you think that, oh, but this time we'll get it right?
Mm-hmm.
Every single idea that has came out in comics and didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work in the movies.
No, didn't work in the movies. Didn't work in the
TV. Female Thor. Didn't work.
Yep.
What else did they do that didn't work? I think that was pretty. Well, no, there was a whole. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to think here. there's a whole different little things where they tried to take this twist and that twist, and it just didn't pan out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, you know, the bad part is that Iger did that with Marvel and Netflix.
Right.
Those characters are separate from. They're part of the universe, but they're not going to be in it.
But yeah, there you go.
And what happens is, everybody loved them so much, they're like, why aren't they in the movies?
Yeah.
You're not hearing the screaming from, why isn't, you know, Squirrel Girl in the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I guess, you know. And again, the thing is, that's the only time, though.
Yeah.
Was in when Ms. Marvel, you know, did okay, but just didn't, you know, really quite work out the movies.
Right.
Or maybe they just didn't introduce her right.
Could be.
Which, that could be it.
It was a weird, she was another one of those characters, in my opinion, she was another one of those characters where it was kind of like, I don't need an origin story.
You know?
Yeah. And that was, more than anything, it was to a degree and a somewhat of an origin story.
But the TV series, though, was the origin story. The TV series was the origin story for Ms. Marvel. Not Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel.
Okay. I was talking about Captain Marvel. Okay.
Yeah. No, Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, I never watched that.
Kamala Khan. Yeah.
I never watched that.
Which, she's huge in the comics. People loved her in the comics.
And she's in the movies, you know.
They didn't really care for her. They were just kind of like, but I think that was because of Captain Marvel, not because of Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that was the reason it didn't work out. I don't think it was because of that character. I think it was because of Brie Larson and Carol Danvers. Yeah. But no, I mean, you just got all these different little things. And again, they do Miles Morales and do it right.
Yeah.
People will fall over themselves that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I really wonder if they're going to do a Miles Morales.
They're kind of supposed to be setting things up.
Are they?
But, you know, because that's how he gets pulled in, is in Secret Wars.
The multiverse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. You can't do, like they're doing with Ironheart.
Yeah.
And going all, you know, and make it overly about the person's race or gender.
Right.
So that was the genius about Miles Morales.
Yeah.
It was never made up. It was never, you know, anything that made other than just the obvious.
Yeah, he was just...
So you see, he was just a teenager.
Yeah.
They got these powers and trying to deal with them.
Yeah. It wasn't a case of, it was kind of, it was more than anything, it was a case of, here's this guy, we've written a really good story to introduce him into the universe. Yeah, sure he's black, sure he's Hispanic, doesn't matter. He's just a really good character, and let's go from there.
Whereas, well, then also, he also wears a mask, so nobody knows.
Exactly, nobody, yeah, so the race isn't important. You just wrote a good story and wrote a good character, and it didn't matter what race or ethnicity, what they were.
Yeah.
It was just a good story.
It's like
story.
We've always said, when they go, oh, they should make... Peter Parker gay. I'm like, no, you can't do that because it's not based on anything.
Yeah, it's not. There's not a reason to do it.
There's no reason to do that other than just because.
Just to do it, yeah.
Yeah. We should do this just because. Oh, let's make Mr. Fantastic and the Thing have sex, you know, like we're seeing now, which we don't know if that's true or not.
Supposedly, yeah. For anybody listening.
The thing is, though, here's the other side of that.
Yeah.
And I haven't read the articles yet, so I don't know.
Yeah.
If there's like a caressing of the hand or some dumb shit like that, you could read that.
You could
from,
yeah,
best friends, and Reed's upset he did that to his best friend.
Right, right.
You know, because Ben's always protective of Susan.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, again, it's people who. People who understand really close friendships.
Yeah.
And some confuse them as being gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
True.
It's like the only one was Kevin Smith. This is my hetero life mate.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, these two guys are best friends, and they're really sensitive with each other about, you know, things they're going through, and he's really upset. This person, well, they must be gay. No, it could be just they had genuine care for each other.
Could be.
Yeah. You know,
For anybody who's curious what we're talking about, rumors are floating around that there'll be a hint of a possible relationship between The Thing, Ben Grimm, and Mr. Fantastic Reed Richards in the new forthcoming movie.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that just came from nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
We know test screenings and stuff have been out there, and this is coming from what? Huh?
Yeah, this came out of the clear blue sky.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody had a hint of anything like this. And then suddenly, you know, rumor is, according to, you know, some possible test screenings, I'm like, really? Jesus.
Again, I sometimes wonder if people understand, you know, if they make a movie about a genuinely close male bond.
Right.
That, you know, isn't overly bro.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, they must be gay.
Yeah.
They're not like punching each other in the arm and watching porn together. Hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
They can't handle an actual, you know, two guys who really like each other and care about each other's lives and willing to talk about sensitive shit and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like I say, unless they show a brush of the hand. and a look into each other's eyes. I just don't know if I can go with.
Well.
Sue's having a baby. Reed, it could have been our baby. Yeah, I mean, this is like that kind of thing. Again, we were drunk in college and sucked each other off. Whatever.
Whatever, guys. Whatever.
I don't make us gay.
That's funny.
Again, it's like why do we have the feel the need?
Yeah,
we have to make people.
There you go.
So, and even gay people should be upset at that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They had a thing, and now they didn't. Are you saying gay people should change to go with women? Is that what you're trying to say? People will read whatever into whatever.
I could see somebody making that argument. Oh yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, we need to go play the country club in Detroit.
What?
Where they're playing the PGA this weekend, the Rocket Mortgage Tour.
Yeah.
Right now, number one's 22 under.
I mean, hell, holy
We might be able to par.
22 under?
Or be 3 under. Yeah. That's where the leader is.
Damn.
To force a playoff. They're 22 under. Oh. If this cat misses.
Fuck.
And, nope. Yeah. Force playoff.
Oh, so. Okay. We need to tell Rocky. We need to talk.
We've been playing it on PGA.
Oh, have we?
Okay. In real life, we should go play.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know, because guess what? Maybe I might finish 300 or 3 over for the day.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even realize we were playing those courses.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's what we've been playing for the past few nights.
Yeah, oh, there's three people going in for playoff. Three people at 2200.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That's a lot of people for a damn playoff.
Oh, I know.
Good Lord.
But back to that, though. The last trailer I saw, though.
Yeah.
I really, for the final trailer, makes me want to see the movie.
Oh, yeah. FF?
I mean, and when he's flying Ben, and they're all trying to get him to say it's clobbering time.
Right.
That, to me, is hilarious.
Now.
And the thing is, I know how many people probably have no idea what that even is.
You have seen apparently a trailer that I have not.
Oh, you have not. Oh, you.
I have
watch
not
it.
Seen
oh,
one with
there,
him.
There's one. Oh, they're flying. He's like, "Say it, Ben. Come on, say it." No, I'm not saying it.
Okay.
And like he picks up a card and he's showing the kids, "Say it. Say your thing." It's only in the cartoons.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
You need to watch
around.
That because that's like it came out this past week.
All right, yeah. Then I've
the final trailer, and it actually looked really fucking good.
Okay, definitely.
I was like, okay, you know, because it's like you get to see I'm the Herald of Galactus, and you know, and Johnny's like, hey, you know, you keep on this. Let me worry about taking out super sexy alien chicks.
I'm hoping
it showed the humor you were hoping was going to be in there.
It's going to be
a lot of the other stuff, so it's in there.
God, I hope this is good.
Yeah, Jesus. And that we're seeing Franklin too, the baby.
Oh, I didn't see the Franklin. Okay, I've definitely not seen this trailer.
Yeah, the baby's in several scenes.
Okay, damn. That's the character. I'm real curious what they're
going to
do.
This movie is going to take place. It's going to jump through periods.
Right.
With them. Because, again, when they get together, she ain't pregnant, and then we have a baby. It's like, okay, that doesn't happen in an afternoon.
That is true. Yeah.
Like in most of them are, it's going to take, I'm sure it's going to be
overtime
type thing. 6 months later, those kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah. With, what's his face? Not Stephen Moffat, but the other one from, he was Mycroft in the Benedict Cumberbatch Holmes.
I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about? The guy who played Mycroft.
Oh, Martin Freeman. Wait a minute, Mycroft.
Not Martin Freeman.
Mycroft.
Dude, yeah, Mycroft Holmes, his brother.
Okay.
In the Sherlock series, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, I don't think I've seen. I've only watched.
He was a co-producer with Stephen Moffat.
Okay.
And he was also in he was part of the comedy troupe, a couple comedy troupes over there. He's the announcer on the stage, and they're here to protect us, the Fantastic Four. They're all, you know.
Okay.
And doing the interview with Fantastic Four. Again, the last trailer sold me on it. Yeah, the last Superman trailer sold me on it.
Yeah, that one. I'm interested. I'm not excited.
And man, the actual crypto scene.
Yeah.
If they keep it in the movie the way I saw it on the trailer.
Where he drags him?
Where he whistles. No. Where the dog comes up and jumps on him, like, hey! And the dog comes like a dog would.
Yeah.
And he's laying there, and the dog's just jumping on him. Oh, crypto, goddamn it!
I don't think I've seen that one.
Maybe the dog's jumping around like a puppy.
How have I missed all these trailers? Damn it!
I don't know.
I've seen all the originals of them. I haven't seen the newest.
Living in your hater world, you know, I'm sure.
That's true.
Superman, fuck that shit. I already sold first. What are you going to show me now?
Yeah, I'm still not sold on Superman. I'm still very much living in the world that says we already had the perfect Superman movie. We don't need to make any more. You know, we had the perfect one with Chris Reeves.
Nobody's I'm just wondering how long this one's going to be.
Good
See,
question.
All the shit in they need to get.
I think it was 2 hours and 30 minutes length. Superman gun. Let's see. 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Which is not bad. But man, you got. Oof.
Yeah, inclusive of credits, post credits, the runtime is 2 hours and 9 minutes. So in reality, more like an hour and 55.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do not see how you are going to fit everything.
How do you pull all these fucking characters in?
Yeah, you know, Metamorpho, Hawkgirl, Mr. Terrific, Supergirl.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, yeah. Who else?
And then have time to build up Lex as the ultimate bad guy, which they're all saying this version of Lex Luthor is the one you want.
Right. This Lex Luthor is, from what I've seen in the trailers, this Lex Luthor is the one who feels that this guy's an alien, and he has no business being, you know, as strong and powerful as he is, considering he's not human. Humans deserve that power. Fuck him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's the Lex we want. The one who's resentful of Superman, but envies the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the true Lex.
Yeah.
I hate you, but I want to be you, and that's why I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
And he's also operating on a much bigger level.
Yes.
He's operating like a true billionaire, you know, with this position.
With the power, he's got.
With the power, Which we've never seen that before.
No, we haven't, no.
You tried to with Jesse Eisenberg, but it just didn't quite work out.
It didn't work, yeah.
I mean, you didn't even set this character up as being the bad guy.
He was very, at best, a mediocre Lex Luthor, and I still go, who in the fuck cast him? Which one of you motherfuckers is the one who went, Jesse Eisenberg, he'd make a perfect Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
I mean, that should not even have been a discussion. That should have been an immediate, oh, no, that's dumb. You know, never say that there are no stupid ideas in a meeting, because there are stupid ideas, and they need to be stopped immediately. These people need to be told, that's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Fuck this, there are new stupid ideas.
The Gene Hackman Lex Luthor was kind of more...
Well, he...
The thief, criminal genius.
Yes. He was hidden.
Like he was in the comics for a certain while.
Yeah, he was hidden. He was on the run. He was hidden in a secret underground lair. I'm like, that's not Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is in your face. He's yeah. in the news. He's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. He's constantly yeah. out there, appearing in some way or form.
How wonderful to actually ever see the original Lex Luthor costume.
Which one?
The green one with the green and the purple?
Oh, the green and purple? Rumor is that, yes, we are going to get a power suit, and it should be green and purple in the movie.
Yeah. I would be the disappointed. 70s one, though, with like the big collar.
See, I want that suit. I want that suit. Yes.
Yeah.
I want that suit so bad because that is such a Lex suit.
Yeah.
You
had like in the Super Friends,
Yeah, I've got the action figure they made of that suit sitting on the shelf out there. I was looking the other day going, you know what? I think I'm going to go through do a cleanup and throw away most of these figures because they're covered in nicotine and shit. But there were a few that I was like, but I ain't getting rid of that. You know, my RoboCop, my Lex Luthor, you know, my Big Trouble in Little China's, the Pops. Yeah, I won't get rid of those. I think if I remember right, there's even a Pop, and I've got it with Lex. Hold on.
Oh, in the green suit?
I think so. Pop Funko. I'd have to go look. But let's see. Lex. Yeah, there is. It doesn't have the high collar, but it's the green and purple suit. There is a figure.
Well, I mean, he did the one that you had in whichever the comic was with the Superman Batman.
Oh, yeah.
When they first came back out, I've got that one.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
In the big suit. I've got that one. The actual figure.
I don't know if I got that or not. I think so.
Yeah. And it's got, like, regular Lex face and then super crazy Lex face. You can switch the heads out.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
So.
No, that is the one I've got. Wait a minute. Yeah, because here's
where you're standing, where the Batman Superman logo is the base for it?
Yes. That's the one I've got. That's the one I've got.
I'm talking about, yeah, well, that suit's cool. I'm talking about the one that we saw in Super Friends, you know, where he's wearing the tights.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, with the purple shirt, the green collar, whatever.
Fuck okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was funny.
Shep, Chitara, men are talking. Black Manta, what do you say?
Black
Manta. We'll go back in time and take their powers.
Ah, the Super Friends.
And our Darth Vader skull that doesn't look, looks just like Darth Vader, but it's,
Yeah, the Legion of Doom.
The Legion of Doom skull.
Headquarters, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Legion of Doom headquarters. Matter of fact, it's kind of funny.
How was there not a lawsuit?
I agree. Yeah.
That was Darth Vader's head.
Yeah, that was Darth Vader's head, easily. That's all it was. I've got the art. I just remembered. I've got the artwork, the original artwork, for a page from Howard Porter's JLA in the, I want to say it was late 90s, early 2000s. And it's a page with Superman Blue on it.
Yeah.
Back from the Superman Blue, Superman Red period. And if I remember right, it's got a picture of
lame was that period?
Oh, horribly lame. Horribly. I think the scene takes place right outside the Legion of Doom's orbiting space station.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a giant rock skull with solar panels sticking out the side.
Yeah.
I think that's the page I've got on the wall in the other room.
I remember seeing that one.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that is the page I've got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, I think that was one of those, I think I got for like $20. It's probably worth a few hundred now, but I got it for like $20 back when you could still get original art cheaper than shit on eBay. And the reason I bought it was because it was Superman Blue. I was like, I gotta own this because I hated that entire period of Superman's history. It was just horribly bad. Corny, cliched, just goofy, stupid. That's another one of those. Somebody's got to look back on that and go, what the fuck were we thinking? We couldn't have been thinking.
Yeah.
Speaking of the old Superman Batman comic book, I knocked down a tower of boxes the other day in my office.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass to clean up. But when I was cleaning it up, I found a couple of boxes on the bottom that had not been opened. One of them was from Entertainment Earth. One of them was from Amazon. There were actually buried in that stack several boxes that have not been opened. Yeah. But those were the two that fell out immediately. And I picked them up and I was like, I wonder what these are. Because I, for the longest period, to a degree, I still kind of do it occasionally. But I would buy, I'd see an incredible Batman figure. I'd pre-order it. It'd come in. I'd throw it in the stack and go, eh, I'll open it someday. Because I've got no more space for Batman pops around the room, around the TV room.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, oh, I'll leave it in a box. I'll pull it out someday. And thought, I'm going to look at these boxes. One of them was, I opened it, and one of them was a Funko Pop of Batman 1 Million from the DC 1 Million series of books. You may not have ever seen them. They were, I think that was, I think DC 1 Million was the 90s. I think it was the late 90s. It was a series that there was some threat. I think it was Solaris, the living sun, was threatening the universe, and they all had to band together. But it also brought, it was also the characters from 1 million years later were brought into play. And there was like a Batman still a million years from now. And there was a Superman descendant. And all these different characters through the DC Universe got their own DC 1 million issue.
Yeah.
Like there was a Batman 1 million, a Detective 1 million, Superman 1 million. And then there was a total capping overall series that was like seven or eight parts. And it was separate. I've got the omnibus of it. It's got every book that was in the storyline. Big. It's a big, thick omnibus.
Batman looking kind of like Black Panther.
What's that?
Batman looking kind of like Black Panther.
Kind of, sort of. As a matter of fact, yes. Kind of, sort of, yes.
With a cape.
With a cape, yes. With a cape draped around him, yeah. Are you looking at the fig?
No, I just pulled up a Batman DC 1 million.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to pop.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay, yeah, I see it. I see it, yeah.
Yeah.
It does very much look like a Black Panther.
It does. It really
the
does.
Bat head. Even the thing around his neck kind of looks like the you know,
his talisman.
The necklace or whatever.
Yeah, the talisman he's got. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It looks very much like. And like I say, I think it was the 90s, late 90s.
Yeah.
Was when that series ran. I enjoyed
it. $24.99 on Amazon.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Wait. Not the Omni.
Only one left.
The Omni?
No, not the Omnibus, but the Pop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, how much was it?
$24.99, yeah.
Eh, I mean, it's worth a few more bucks than it was when I bought it. That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. There's still more. There's at least probably 3-4 more packages under those box stacks that I need to get to and open up.
Yeah.
One of them is somewhere in that stack. I've got a box with two Jimi Hendrixes that are black light Funko Hendrixes in all these wild, crazy colors that when you expose it to black light, lights up like a flashlight with all these different, you know, different visuals. I've got two of those in a box somewhere. Another one of my infamous, I'll order one for myself and I'll order one to sell later when the value goes up.
Yeah.
And I've never touched it, and I'll never sell it. It'll just sit on the shelf, you know. Someday, I'm sure, I'll probably give away one of them to somebody.
Yeah.
I'll keep one for the shelf or for the collection. Though I'm actually to the point now, if it wasn't so difficult, I would sell most of my pops. I've got whole sets in there, Big Trouble in Little China, Fairy Tale, various and sundry. There's a couple of series I've got all the figures in there that I'm just and they have gone up in value, and I'm just sitting here looking at them going, I need to sell these, but it's so much trouble, and you can't trust, from the stories I read nowadays on the eBay boards on Reddit, you just can't trust buyers.
Yeah.
I'm seeing so many sellers who are like, you know, oh, this guy fucked out on me. You know, I bought it and I sent it to him and he said it never got to him, even though, you know, USPS says it did arrive and it was delivered at that address. This guy is saying it wasn't. So, you know, eBay just took the money back from me. I'm out the money and now I'm out of pop, you know, that was worth $50 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I've got a couple of pops here. One in particular that's worth like $400. It's the original ghost face from the beginning days of pops. It was original ghost face from Scream.
Yeah.
And it's gone up to like 450, and it's gone up to about 400, and there are two versions of it with the name different on each one.
Yeah, yeah.
One says ghost face, one says ghost face. The original one, which is the ghost face, that's the one I've got. It's worth about $50 more than the other one that came after it. The second printing, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
And again, want to get rid of it, could make some great money. Don't know who to trust.
True.
Don't know who to trust to sell it to.
And you try to sell it to a dealer, they're gonna try to get you for like $250.
Oh yeah.
Or $200.
Yeah, exactly. $200. They'll jack me down real hard.
Yeah.
They'll definitely poor mouth me. Oh, well, I'm not gonna be able to sell it. It'll sit on my shelf for a while, I'm sure.
Well, they gotta make profit too, which I understand. They're not gonna give you what they sell it.
I agree. I get that.
And they gotta keep the doors open and all that. You can get about if they're good, you get 50%.
I was gonna say
average is probably 25.
If I could get 300 out of a $450 pop, that's reasonable. I would do that. Yeah. I would do that. Much less than that, I go, nah. You know, I get the whole they got to make a profit thing, but I go, there's a difference between you making a profit and me making, you know, a tiny profit.
Yeah.
I didn't pay $400 for it. Hell no.
No.
But, you know, if that's the street value, well, that's, you know, somewhat close to what I expect to get it for.
I mean, okay, so let's say you were to take it like auction.
Yeah.
Online auction. How much does the auction house get?
Oh, God, 12%. I think it's 12 to 15% now.
Yeah.
Depending on the item.
Yeah.
Some stuff.
And the only way you're going to assure maybe you get what you want, you have to have the starting at 300.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not saying like eBay. I'm talking like an auction house. Like, they come in, oh, we have the collection here from the Shaman collection that has artwork and this, that, you know, those kind of things. Where you do that, not eBay.
Right. They take even more.
Yeah.
I want to say they take like 15 to 20%.
Yeah.
eBay's bad enough, though. Depending on the item, they take anywhere from 12 to 15, 16% of what you sold it for. Then they take a percentage of what you're charging for shipping.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were jerking the system by charging cheap prices for their item, but crazy prices for their shipping, because it didn't used to be they'd take a cut of that. But now they take a cut of the shipping price. And then you've got, let's see. I don't know if they do. Yeah, that's right. They don't do PayPal anymore for selling. As in, you can take, if I make an auction, I can set it to take PayPal, but when they pay you for an item, it goes straight to your bank account, which is another reason that I don't want to sell. I don't want to send it to my bank account.
What happened there? Why, eBay and PayPal used to be, you know.
They're still co-owned. Why I don't understand what's going on. They're still co-owned. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. I mean, the only thing I can think of is they're trying to skip around or move around on the new $600 law that says, you know, if you make more than $600 from selling whatever,
you've got to declare. Not just selling one thing, all.
Right, overall, yeah. So they're, you know,
you make $600 a year, you got to declare it. You got taxed on it.
You know, places like PayPal and shit are now, before they were like, you know, we're not taking care of that. You're going to have to do that on your own. And it was the Wild West. You know, you just didn't do it. And nobody cared. They couldn't prove it. But nowadays, they say, like PayPal does a bit where if you receive more than $600 under the heading of goods and services. At that point, they go, now we're going to send you a 1099.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, and you'll have to pay taxes on everything over that $600.
Yeah.
And I'm going, nope, that's, you know, the stuff I deal in, like these Blu-ray, out-of-print Blu-rays, the out-of-print comics, stuff like that. It's all the stuff I've got is mostly high-dollar stuff. So you're talking, I can think of three items right now.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I can think of two items sitting out in that room right now I could sell for $600 without a second thought.
Yeah.
But, well, now I'm going to have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
So now I've got to take, you know, X amount of dollars out of whatever I sold it for. Usually, mm-hmm. like, take out 35, 38%, somewhere around there, you know, and put it to the side. And I'm like, okay, so now I'm down to, you know, what, 40% of what I was asking for is what I get to walk away with,
yeah.
and keep.
And at that point, you might as well go to a dealer up the street.
Yeah, exactly. If you're just going to give me, you know, if you're going to take everything away and chip away till I've only got 40%, well, fuck
yeah.
it. You know,
I'll go up the street and sell it to the guy that takes 50%.
Exactly. And he'll do it.
At least I don't have to worry about shipping. And
no, exactly. And most of these guys, at least around here, most of these guys operate on strict cash. You know,
yeah.
if they want to buy this pop from me for $400, they hand me $400 or send
yeah.
it to me in PayPal as a friends and family so I don't get charged.
You know, yeah.
Fuck it. I'll just deal with it that way. Whatever I got to do.
So, but. Yeah. All right. What else we got to hit here? What was the box office this week?
Let's see. I didn't pull up the box office. Let's see. Box office mojo. Mojo.com. Latest weekend, June 27th, June 29th. Number one, F1. The movie.
Yeah. Well, Chad, you kind of want to see that.
I do. It'll show up on Apple Plus within probably the next 2 months because it's an Apple
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
Number two, How to Train Your Dragon, the live action version. With 19 million. Wait a minute. I forgot. F1 got 55 million, which is, I don't know how they feel about it, but that's not very, doesn't seem like a lot to me.
I don't know. I mean, again, for, I don't know.
Yeah, I
mean, you're talking about a product. Now, we'll see what it does internationally.
Yeah, yeah.
F1's much bigger internationally than it is here in the U.S.
Than it is in the U.S., right, correct. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. Let's see, 55 million, number one. Two, How to Train Your Dragon with 20 million, drops hard there. Elio with number three with 10 million. Ah, there's the one I'm waiting for. Megan 2.0 at number four with 10 million. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's probably a whole lot when you look at what the budget on that. I bet the budget
yeah.
wasn't more than maybe 7 or 8 million, if even that.
Yeah.
Let's see. 28 years later, number five, with 10 million. And I really want to see that. Lilo and Stitch, the live action, at number six with 7 million. Then Mission Impossible, Materialists, Ballerina at number seven. Karate Kid Legends, the sequel, at 1 million for number 10. Oh, and Final uh-huh. Destination Bloodlines coming in at number 11 with $1 million. And it is, that's interesting because it's already available digital.
Wow. Huh. And how much did that movie make in the theaters?
$136 million.
Okay.
Domestic. Wait. No, wait a minute. Yeah, domestic. Yeah, that was good.
And the budget on that probably wasn't that much, yeah.
No, exactly. I guarantee you it wasn't. You
yeah,
know, most
yeah.
of this, I think there might have been one person I recognized in the movie. Almost
yeah.
everybody was pretty much unknowns in that.
Yeah.
Which is the way it's been for
yeah.
most of the Final Destinations, yeah. The one I'm waiting for was at number 12. Only made $700,000. It's on its way out. The Phoenician Scheme.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really want to see. Matter of fact, I'm going to go check Pirate Bay.
So, I was thinking of something. I can't remember what it was now. So, this coming week, we get Jurassic Park Rebirth, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I guess that's the big one.
Barb's, yeah, that's the big one. Barb's trying to get me to go.
It could be decent. I don't know. It looks good. It looks like a more of a pickup from the original Jurassic Park after the first movie. Type thing.
Right, right.
Not the you know, rebirth of trying to build a new park or do this, that, or the other. It's more of a, I don't know what they're doing is, but it feels more like what they did in 2 and 3.
Okay, yeah.
On the originals.
Right.
Versus, you know, the Chris Pratt movies.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So, then Superman the week after that.
July 11th.
And I guess they're giving Superman 2 weeks before Fantastic Four comes in.
Right. And if for anybody who's curious, if you look around in your local paper, if you're in a big city and want to see it early, Amazon is doing previews the Monday night before it premieres in theaters. And they're doing them in a few theaters nationwide. I want to say like...
Yeah.
I think there's like 9-10 cities where they're doing it. Unfortunately, Lexington is not one of them.
I'm pretty sure it's not happening here either. No. So, is it happening in Louisville?
No. No, I did not see a Louisville.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be influencer cities.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Probably your majors. Right. You're New York, Atlanta.
Right.
Chicago. Yeah. L.A. Denver. Dallas, Houston, those cities.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Not the...
Little towns.
Yeah, not a Louisville or an Indianapolis or any of those cities.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we're about at the
end. All right, I think we're done.
I'm going to go download the Phoenicians.
We will wrap up for this week, and I will talk to you later on this evening.
Yes.
And we will see. We should be back next week with the show. We'll see how the week goes.
There you go.
But until then, have yourselves a good one. If you want to donate to the show, you can through the PayPal donation link. Leave us a review if you'd like to. Other than that, that's it. That's all I got. That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, we're done. We'll see y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.